Evening, this is Pete Zylander on audiointerface.org. This is Disturbing Dreams. Good evening. This is Disturbing Dreams for Wednesday, the 11th of December. I don't normally say the date, but, makes it feel more real, doesn't it? My name is Pete Zylander, and I'm here to bring you an hour of dark and sometimes unsettling sounds. Starting the show tonight, we had Cypher by iBunshi. That is taken from the recent IDMF Retrospective Volume 4 compilation on Glitch Pulse Records, which is, I believe, the new name for what was previously known as the IDM Forums label. So, I've got a bit of a drone special for you tonight. I wasn't really planning on doing this, but I was listening through the entries to this week's Disquiet Junto earlier today, and if you're not familiar with it, the Disquiet Junto is a music composition challenge that runs every week and has been doing so for I think 675 consecutive weeks now, which is how long is that? Over 10 years. And every week there's a different prompt is released on a Thursday, and by Monday you are to have completed a new piece of music or sound art and upload it to share with the other people that are taking part. There's no prizes, nothing like that. It's just for the joy of creation. And to give you an idea, some of the ones that have been done in the past are things like record a piece of music that develops like an organism evolves, or Neighbor of the Beast. Think about what it sounds like when the devil lives across the street. I had to go at that one. That one's quite fun. This week's, though, was called Arc of the Drone. And the assignment was record a drone that goes from simple to complex to simple. And that's kind of it. That's all you're given. And then everyone submits their tracks and they're put together into a SoundCloud playlist, which I will link in the show notes of this episode. And that's it. You can, a lot of people put them up as free to download Creative Commons type things. So I have chosen a few of those to play this evening to give you some different flavors of drone. So without further ado, we will start with Drone O, Disquiet 0675 by John Wright. It's Henry Ford's fault. At least that's what Ark Seconds and Johnny think. That's what that track is called, by the way, the one I've just played you. It's Henry Ford's fault by Ark Seconds and Johnny. Before that was Drowned by TTTC. I don't think I'd realised quite how abstract I'd gone with tonight's playlist before I started playing it. To be honest, what happened was I had a playlist all ready to go, and I usually get these together a few days in advance, and then I listen through it and just check everything seems as it should be. And I was listening through the playlist, the playlist that was going to be tonight's show, and I thought to myself, this is just really lovely. It's like a lovely, relaxing thing where everything sounds really nice. And then I thought, oh no, that's not right, is it? That's not what this show is. So I didn't throw that playlist away. I've got it and I'm going to use it for something else. And that's also not to say that the things in tonight's show aren't also lovely, but they're kind of, you know, lovely with a different sort of an edge. So anyway, it must have been that state of mind that I was in then, which has sort of resulted in tonight's mix of drone and abstract experimentationalism. So It's Henry Ford's Fault was taken from a compilation called, what is it called? I know it's on a Wales Lantern, which is the record label. The compilation is called Portraits. I don't really know what Henry Ford did. I mean, obviously cars, but maybe Maybe global warming? Maybe that's what they're talking about. And the one before that, Drowned by TTTC, that one which was sort of just bubbly noises and tinkly guitar strings, I think. That one is the album that's from, Foretold, is very experimental. There's ambient tracks on there. There's a little bit of live playing of instruments. There's field recordings, and there's just bizarre noise. And it's more enjoyable than you might imagine from that description. It's one of those things where you find yourself kind of sucked into it, and you're not necessarily sure why. All that being said, I think perhaps we will have something which slightly sits closer to the accepted definition of what music is for the next track. This is by Ghost Orange, and it is from their Happiness EP, and it's called Ambient Billionaire. I was just reading through this list of previous Disquiet Juntos again. There's some really interesting stuff in here. And if you make music yourself, it's even if you don't want to take part in the weekly thing, because, you know, there is a certain amount of time pressure, Thursday to Monday, it's worth just looking through this list just for some sort of inspiration, like things like make music using just three sine waves, or... there was another one I just saw that was quite interesting. Make some 10 BPM techno. That sounds awful. What else we got here? Create a single piece of music from two tones and three beats. Turn applause into music. I won't read them all out. There's 657 of them. That would take too long. But it is, yeah, have a look and have a go. And if you have a go and if you make anything, let me know, because I'd be very interested to hear it. So I'm going to play you another one of those pieces now from this week's Junto, which, as you'll recall, is about drones. So this is by Ray Cobley, and it's called Drone of Arc. That one was about space, specifically the Opportunity rover. The track is called Reveal Sudran by ArcSec, and it says here that ArcSec has had a lifelong fascination with space and technology, and therefore decided to create a soundtrack to honour the final hours of the Opportunity rover as its battery gradually faded on the Martian surface. Unable to recharge due to a dust storm, the rover transmitted one last incomplete image, which serves as the artwork for this EP. Sorry, I got dramatic there. I got sucked into the idea of space. Space. I was trying to think if there's any way to do a link. Space. Rocks come from space. And I shouldn't do links. And the next track is called A Holding Stone by This Occasional Society. Now, I did not know what a holding stone was, but This Occasional Society has helpfully provided some information. Apparently a holding stone is a small, smooth stone which people pick up and carry, and it's kind of it's just a sort of comfort thing, I suppose. It's like an early fidget spinner, which you might just carry around and absent-mindedly turn in your hands and rub. Not for any reason other than it's nice, I suppose. And although this might seem like something which is just a sort of throwaway object, apparently for people who have such stones, holding stones, they can become very valuable over time. And the idea here is that there can be something that's very valuable to an individual, even though anyone else wouldn't necessarily assign it much value from an outsider's perspective. And they have proposed the idea, this occasional society, that creativity can be like that, and that there are times when we create things, and the reason for doing that should be intrinsic. We shouldn't really be worrying about whether other people perceive it as valuable or not, because the primary reason, they said this more eloquently than I will, but the primary reason for creating things is for what it does for you on a personal level. They've written about it on their blog, so if you want to read their words, then do. Anyway, we should hear the piece of music. So this is A Holding Stone by This Occasional Society. That was Mineral Blend, the Polyop remix from the enigmatic Deimos Room. We heard a track of theirs a couple of weeks ago, and this is effectively the B-side to that same release. So if you enjoy that kind of late night smoky room vibe, then have a listen. There are other remixes on that EP as well. All of it's good. Before that, we had Electromagnetic Radiation 2 by OB. That's AUB. Maybe it's AUB. Don't know. That's taken from an album in which every track is effectively the same, in which it says all of the tracks share the same lead melodies and most of the patterns, but they all use completely different samples. Which part of the music remains the same, the ideas or the way they're perceived? If the perception is different, how do you know the ideas are the same? This is the question they put forward. I don't know the answers. I'm not here to answer questions. I'm just here to play music. That being the case, I'm going to move on and do a little bit more of that before we get to the end. I'm going to give you one more drone from that Disquiet Junto thing that I've been telling you about. This one is called Sabah, and it's by Peppermint. Okay, that's it. That's the end of Disturbing Dreams for tonight. Thanks very much for listening. You are hearing now Eyes of Blue Dog by TTTC. That's from that same album, Foretold, that we heard from earlier. And this is one of the nice sounding bits. It's only a minute long. Sleep well, my friends. Sleep well.